Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 228. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going, Nate?
Going good.
It is going good. Got done with a good guest chat.
Most definitely.
A great guest chat, actually, I would venture to say.
Sean didn't interrupt a single time.
No, he didn't. It's because he wasn't here, Nate.
It's funny how that happens.
That is, yeah. Funny how that works. Yeah, we're doing some recording tonight on Thursday, just one night later, so the creepies will have to put up with us for, you know, I mean, not get too mad at us for doing a day late.
Well, this will drop on the right day.
The mini will, yes. Yeah. Not the full. Not the full. Yeah, but the mini will. That's true. They'll drop this Saturday.
So if you're angry with us for dropping it a day late, get over it.
Yeah. And that was Nate that said, get over it.
This one dropped at the right time.
That's right. 3 o'clock Saturday. That's true. Well, let's get right to it, shall we? What we're going to talk about. We're talking about the Ruford Old Hall. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. Ruford Old Hall. What do you think, Nate? Have you ever heard of it?
Sounds fake.
Well, it's not. I mean, I guess it could be. It could be. Who knows anymore, right?
Yeah. It's AI generated.
Well, I got a little foundation here about Old Ruford. Ruford Old Hall is a National Trust property in Ruford, Lancashire, in northwest England, built in the late 15th or early 16th centuries for the Hesketh family. Only the Great Hall survives from the original structure. A brick-built wing in the Jacobean style was added in 1661 at right angles to the Great Hall, and a third wing was added in the 1820s. So there you go.
Wow.
Goes back a ways.
Yeah, it's what I've found right here on this site. It's saying it was built in 1530.
Man.
So, yeah, it's quite old.
It is.
I guess it's not fake.
No. No.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, this source is from March 21st, 2024, so pretty updated.
Mm-hmm.
It said, this person said, I found Ruford Old Hall rather like Nouvelle Cuisine. It looked interesting, but a little overhyped. I disagree. I don't think it's overhyped. But.
Yeah, this right here saying the hall thrived as Lancashire's gentry ruled. It's lords hosting feasts while Preston's mills spun wealth miles away. Rumored to shelter Shakespeare in 1581.
Oh.
It blends grandeur with mystery. It's quiet now, broken by spectral stirrings.
Spectral stirrings. That's what we like.
I think they're saying it's haunted.
Yeah.
It says it draws visitors to its oak-paneled rooms where the past lingers like mist over the moors.
Oh, I like that.
That's a very descriptive sentence.
Mist over the moors.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
So what do you say? It has three notable ghosts.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's supposed to. Anyway.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. By three spirits. Not necessarily all at the same time or merely at Christmas is what this says. Okay. I'll read about the first one.
Okay.
Queen Elizabeth I is reputed to pay an odd visit, though I don't know why she would, because so far as I'm aware, she never made it this far north. Hmm. Okay, so Queen Elizabeth the First is supposed to be one of the spirits.
Okay.
What do you have?
One of the tells is of the Gray Lady.
Oh, a Gray Lady. Don't tell me a Gray
Not
Lady.
Not white.
Not white, but gray. Not off-white.
Hesketh Bride, who died in 1550, waiting for her groom, lost to war. Oh, I've heard this story before.
Oh, yeah.
Her faint harp strums from the hall, and a gray figure drifts. Guests feel her longing. Another spins the poacher's shot. Oh, this must be the third one. Okay. You want to take that one?
Well, I've just got a little bit on it. Okay. And if you want to say more. So there's a man in Elizabethan clothes has been seen in the great hall near the fireplace, where a secret hiding place that might have been used by Catholic priests was apparently discovered. Hmm.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Mine does not say that. Mine says this.
Okay.
The poacher's shot. A servant killed in 1700, caught snaring game. His cries echo in the grounds, and a limp shadow flees. Dogs bark at nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's totally different.
That's very different.
Because I've got the Gray Lady here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said, finally, the man Elizabeth, that's hard to say, Elizabethan clothes.
Elizabethan.
Says, any ghost floating about on a day a bit about Britain visited got lost amongst the mass of humanity milling around randomly in the Great Hall or unsuccessfully looking for soup in the small cafe, which had run out, but which nevertheless conjured up an adequate sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like conjuring up a sandwich.
Yeah. Says, a word about the staff, who the National Trust sometimes specifically trained to be particularly pompous. At Ruford, they were friendly and amusing, as well as being knowledgeable. So thanks to them, they helped make the visit. Nice.
Okay. I had the address here. If anybody was wondering where it was at. Here it is. 200 Liverpool Road, Ruford, L40-1SG.
Okay. That makes no sense to me, but...
Yeah. Not to me either. I bet folks across the pond would know where that's at and what that meant. They have different addresses than what we have.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Ruford Old Hall, I would say that's too bad that only part of it's left.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer. But you can still visit it.
That's what you get when it's
what?
Built back in 1530.
Yeah, 1532, I think.
Something
you said,
like
or
that,
1530. Yeah. By the by Sir Robert Hesketh. Hammer beam roof at its sports. It says passing to the National Trust in 1936.
Yeah, the interior pictures of that roof line is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Look, there's a cool picture of at nighttime. It looks really neat. They call it the Lancashire's Tudor Haunt. I love old English Tudor houses. I love those. I always wanted one.
Definitely a unique look to them.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, 1530. That's a long way back. So, what do you think about the hauntings? I think Queen Elizabeth. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
That she appears, possibly. Even though they said that she didn't go that far. What was it? The far north, I think.
Yeah. I have here, I found another site here, talking about Queen Elizabeth. Visitors and staff have claimed to see her gliding through the Great Hall and ascending the staircase.
Oh. See, I think there's something to it then.
Yeah. And then the Hall's kitchen is said to be haunted by the ghost of a young girl who died in a fire. Witnesses have reported hearing her cries and feeling an unexplained cold spot in the area. The Great Hall, people have experienced the sensation of being watched and have heard unexplained footsteps when the room is empty.
So what you're saying is we need to visit this place.
Most definitely.
Yeah. You had me at footsteps.
Get the passports out. Let's go.
Yeah, I got to get me one. I don't have one. I don't have a passport. Yeah, it'd be a cool place to visit. It's got some little hauntings there. It's kind of neat.
It has to. It's old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was a good little extra stories there, Nate. So a little girl died in a fire, huh? That's sad.
That's what they say.
It's too bad.
In the kitchen.
It's tragic, so that would explain that haunting. So,
more recent additions to the Hall's ghostly inhabitants is said to be a former caretaker who lived on the premise in the early 20th century. Staff members have reported seeing his apparition in various parts of the building, particularly in the areas where he used to work.
Oh, nice. Good find.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to England. And
seems like it has more than three.
Sounds like it, yeah. That was, what, two or three more that you added?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, so we'll say six. Anything else on old Ruford?
I haven't found anything more other than what we've talked about.
Or I should say Ruford Old.
Yeah, the Old Hall.
The Old Hall. I like that. I like that that place. Sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope the creepies enjoyed that. Ruford Old Hall topic. Nate, you want to help us out?
Go to the Old Hall if you want to see some apparitions. And that's a wrap.
Well, sounds good to me. Thanks, Nate, and we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 228 and our discussion on the Ruford Old Hall. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
See ya.